And now dictation for Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Quick, Q-U-I-C-K, March 9, 37. Address as a letter to Dr. Larry Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 772-9522. Dear Dr. Bennett, a follow-up, Mr. Quick, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in May, comes accompanied with wife, hard of hearing, uses a cane, diuretics added in a daily basis for edema, he's trying to do salt fluid restriction, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies decrease in urination, cloudiness, or blood, denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, a stable dyspnea, but no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, other review system done being negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight Lasix, which is now in a daily basis, potassium replacement, anticoagulation with Eliquis, takes Coric, Norvasc Actos, which might be exacerbating leg edema. Next paragraph, pressing weight 211, blood pressure by nurse 118.56, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, trace edema. He's a tall, large person, hard of hearing, normal speech, uses a cane. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is from August, creatinine 2.18, stable, representing a GFR 2090 stage 4, pressing electrolyte acid base normal, normal calcium, I don't see albumin or phosphorus, anemia 10.9, large red blood cells close to 103, normal white blood cell platelet, albumin normal, prior phosphorus not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, likely from diabetes, hypertension, no progression, not symptomatic. Dialysis is considered for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. No need for phosphorus binders. Anemia, no need for EPO treatment. Other chemistry is stable. Tolerating diuretics. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.